I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. For months, The World has been anticipating a December deadline for a new global climate treaty, and it's been playing a sort of global game of deal or no deal. Well, today it appears to be no deal, at least for now. Over the weekend, President Obama threw his weight behind a plan to put off a final agreement until next year. He wants the upcoming Copenhagen summit to focus on a narrower set of issues. The World's Jeb Sharp reports on what happened and what might happen next.
The decision to put off the final deal until next year isn't really a surprise to anyone who's been following the progress of the talks running up to Copenhagen. Michael Grubb is with the organization Climate Strategies, which is based at Cambridge University in England.
My view for a while has been is we might have to fall back on something like this. And yet it's also quite a dangerous thing to do.
Grubb says that's because the Copenhagen deadline was designed to generate the maximum political pressure.
And so if something very weak comes out of it that basically says, well, we're not ready, we'll try and solve the problem next year instead, clearly that ain't good enough.
A delay doesn't look good, but climate change experts say it was inevitable, given the complexity of the details. Joseph Rome of the blog climateprogress.org says the agreement to slow things down simply acknowledges political reality. Rome sees it as a positive thing that the process is being stretched out.
I think there was a great danger that Copenhagen would have been a big failure because people were trying to do too much. You know, I'll be clear, for 8 years, the United States has been an obstructionist in global climate negotiations. And President Obama and his team could not reverse that and get U.S. Congress to pass its own climate bill in just a few months.
The bottom line, Rome says, is the United States can't negotiate successfully with other nations without the backing of Congress. Michael Grubb says that was the problem the Clinton administration had in the previous round of negotiations in the 1990s.
One thing the administration does not want to do is what Al Gore did at Kyoto, which was to say, you know, I, representing the administration, think this is a reasonable deal, and I am now going to take it back home and try and sell it, and then discover that he couldn't at all. That kind of leaves everyone in a worse situation.
But it's not just the United States holding things up. The issues involved in the negotiations are hugely complex. And like any negotiation, not everyone wants to put their cards on the table until the person across from them has. That's especially true of the dance between the U.S. and China. The two countries are now the world's two biggest greenhouse gas emitters. There's been big movement on both sides in the last year, but they still have to agree on the fundamental question of emissions targets. Many observers say the key now is to establish a new deadline and maintain a sense of urgency. Eileen Clausen is president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
What's most important here is that people understand that this is reality, that we have to do as much as we can because the environment demands it, but that it isn't going to be everything. So let's make sure we sit down and work out the most that we can work out.
Here in the United States, the delay gives the political process a little more time. Joseph Rome of Climate Progress says he's optimistic that a deal is now possible.
Very good news was when conservative Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina joined with John Kerry and now Joe Lieberman, independent senator from Connecticut, to announce that they are developing a bipartisan climate deal and they are in talks with many other senators and the White House.
Climate change is high on the agenda as President Obama meets with Chinese officials this week in Beijing. Mr. Obama goes into the meetings apparently comfortable with the idea of delaying a final climate change deal, but Chinese officials today distance themselves from the idea, saying they were studying it. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.